بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحابه أجمعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين أما بعد. We continue with our lessons in explaining Kitab al-Siyam, the book of fasting, from the compilation Taysir al-Allam, explanation of Umdatul Ahkam. And in this chapter, we come to Bab Laylatul Qadr, the hadith which relate to Laylatul Qadr. And in this chapter, there are three hadith relating to Laylatul Qadr. First of all, what is Laylatul Qadr? And why has it been called Laylatul Qadr? Allah Jalla fil Ula, He mentioned Laylatul Qadr in the Quran. He said, "Inna anzalnahu fi Laylatul Qadr." Verily, we have revealed it in Laylatul Qadr. And it meaning the Quran. Allah says, "Verily, we have revealed the Quran on Laylatul Qadr." And what is the meaning of the Quran being revealed in Laylatul Qadr? Because as you all know, the Quran, it wasn't revealed all at once. Rather, throughout the 23 years of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam as a prophet and a messenger, the Quran will be revealed ayat at a time according to events or occurrences which took place. And that which the ulama mention, amongst them Shaykh ibn Baz rahimullah, is that the meaning of inna anzalnahu fi laylatul qadr, verily we have revealed it on laylatul qadr, is that the first surah which was revealed, I Iqra, that this was revealed in the last 10 days of Ramadan. And the day in which it was revealed, it was Laylatul Qadr. And for this reason, when Allah said, "Inna anzalnahu fi Laylatul Qadr," meaning we have revealed, or we began the revealing of the Quran with Surah Iqra, Iqra bismi rabbika alladhi khalaq, on Laylatul Qadr. And what is the meaning of Laylatul Qadr? The night of Al-Qadr. And this has three possible meanings. The first meaning, Al-Qadr ay al-Sharaf, i.e. it is a night which is noble and has an honor or a great status. It has a Sharaf. Or it has been called Laylatul Qadr because in it the decree of the following year is written. So this is a possibility. And then the third possibility is that it is called Laylatul Qadr because the worship which is done on that night, it has a great qadr with Allah. It has a great status or position with Allah Jalla fil Ula. And perhaps all of these three meanings are correct. So no doubt Laylatul Qadr, it is Laylatul Sharaf. It is a night of great honor. And also it is the night in which the decree of the next year is written. And also it is a night in which the worship, ibadah, has a great status with Allah Azza wa Jal. Like Allah said, Laylatul Qadr khayrun min alfi shahr. That this night, ibadah in it is better than the ibadah of 1,000 months. If somebody prays a single rak'ah on Laylatul Qadr, then it is equal to 1,000 months of rak'at on normal nights and days and like this. Also, Allah Jalla fil Ula, He called it in another ayah in the Quran, Laylatul Mubarakah. It has two names, Laylatul Qadr or Laylatul Mubarakah, blessed night. Allah said in another ayah, Inna anzalnahu fi Laylatin Mubarakah. Verily, we have revealed it, meaning the Quran, on a blessed night. And then the ulama have mentioned that there are certain indicators or signs that may be seen which show us that perhaps this particular night it is Laylatul Qadr. In the last 10 days of Ramadan, especially the last odd 10 days of Ramadan, a person may see certain indicators. And Shaykh ibn Uthaymeen rahimullah, he mentions 6 different indicators. The first of these indicators is that a believer on that night, even though you don't know which night it is, because we don't find a hadith which clearly specifies a particular night of Laylatul Qadr, but on that night you will find that your chest and your heart it feels very calm and tranquil on that night. And secondly, that on the night, during the night, there is a glow or a light. And also, the ulama mention that the weather is very calm on that night. Various hadith have mentioned these things, we are just summarizing. That the wind is very calm and the weather is very calm and the weather, it is very moderate. Also, the one who is sincere and has tawfiq from Allah, he will find in himself that on that night, for some reason, worship, it's easier for him. He finds more delight and more sweetness on that night. And also it is mentioned in some of the hadith that when the sun rises, then it is very clear. The morning and the dawn and the sun is very clear. And the sixth indicator is that it is possible Allah shows some of the worshippers, the people of taqwa, the people of righteousness, in their dream that this particular night is the night of Al-Qadr. And this is something which has been narrated from the Sahaba, and we will come to it bi-idhnillah. So these are possible indicators that a person may see. And then finally, what are the virtues of Laylatul Qadr? Firstly, that the Qur'an was revealed in it, or the beginning of the Qur'an was revealed in it, like Allah said, إِنَّا أَنزَلْنَاهُ فِي لَيْلَةِ الْقَدْرِ. Also, that Allah called it a blessed night. إِنَّا أَنزَلْنَاهُ فِي لَيْلَةٍ مُبَارَكَةٍ. From the virtues of this night is that the decree of the next year, it is written and recorded. From the virtues of this night is the virtue of al-ibadah, the great reward of worshipping Allah in any act of worship. Also from the virtues is that the angels, they descend upon the earth. And the angels, they descend upon this earth with goodness and mercy, asking Allah to forgive the sins of the people and blessing the people and with a lot of goodness and so on and so forth. So this is a night which it is encouraged for the Muslims that during the last 10 days of Ramadan or the last 10 nights of Ramadan, they work even harder in worshipping Allah. And the first hadith that we come to is the hadith of Abdullah ibn Umar radiyallahu anhuma, anna rijalan min ashabin nabiyyi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam uru laylatal qadri fil manam fis sab'il awakhir. فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أرى رؤياكم قد تواطأت في السبع الأواخر فمن كان منكم متحريها فليتحرها في السبع الأواخر. Abdullah ibn Umar رضي الله عنهما said that some men from amongst the companions of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, they saw ليلة القدر in a dream in the last seven nights of Ramadan. And then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to them, I see that all of your dreams, they agree with each other. There's a number of companions, all of them, they were shown in a dream that Laylatul Qadr, it is on a particular night from the last seven nights of Ramadan. And all of them had the same dream. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, I see that your dreams all agree upon the last seven nights. Whoever wants to seek the night of Al-Qadr, let him seek it in the last seven nights. And then there is another narration, the narration of Ummul Mu'mineen Aisha radiallahu anha, that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, تَحَرَّوْ لَيْلَةَ الْقَدْرِ فِي الْوِتْرِ مِنَ الْعَشْرِ الْأَوَاخِرِ. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, seek Laylatul Qadr in the odd nights of the last 10 nights of Ramadan. So in these two hadith, we find that some of the companions, they had a dream. And in this dream, they were shown by Allah that Laylatul Qadr, it is appearing in one of the last seven nights. And when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam knew of their dreams, and he saw that all of their dreams, they were agreeing and conforming with each other, he said to them, it's as if he said that these dreams which you're having and they all agree with each other, it's as if it is a glad tiding or an indicator from Allah that there's truthfulness in this dream. And therefore, if you are going to seek out Laylatul Qadr, then seek it out in the last 7 nights of Ramadan. And in the narration of Aisha radiallahu anha, in the odd nights of the last 10 nights of Ramadan. So, what do we benefit from this hadith, of these two hadith? Firstly, the exact date of Laylatul Qadr, it isn't known. Rather, what we are encouraged to do is to seek it out in the last 10 or the last 7 or the last 10 odd nights of Ramadan. So a person increases in his worship in all of the last 10 nights of Ramadan, or the last 7 or the last 10 odd nights of Ramadan. And this is due to a hikmah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the ulama, they have differed with regards to when Laylatul Qadr is. So some of the hadith, they point towards it being on the 27th night. And some of the hadith generally mention the last 10 nights. And some of the hadith mention the 21st night of Ramadan. And we're going to come to it. And other hadith mention the last odd nights of Ramadan. Other hadith like this narration mentions the 7 nights of Ramadan. And the stronger opinion is that there is an indicator it is the 27th night. But the ulama mention that a person should strive to worship Allah in all of Ramadan, and then strive even harder in the last 10 nights of Ramadan, and then strive even harder on the last 7 nights of Ramadan, then strive even harder in the last odd nights of Ramadan, and then try even harder on the 21st and even more the 27th of Ramadan. And this is how a person should seek out Laylatul Qadr. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used the word taharraw, meaning seek out, investigate, chase Laylatul Qadr. How? By working hard, first of all, in all of Ramadan, and then the last 10 nights, then the last 7 nights, then the last odd nights, then the 21st, and then the 27th even more. And from amongst the ulama, I believe it is Ibn Rajab rahimullah, he mentions that there are many different opinions. In fact, Al-Hafidh Ibn Hajar in Fath al-Bari, he said that there are 47 different opinions amongst the ulama in terms of how a person should seek it out and which night it could possibly occur in. And Al-Imam Ahmad rahimullah, he said arjaha laylati sab'in wa 20, that the strongest indicator is it is the 27th night. This is the strongest indicator. But a person does as we have mentioned, that generally we strive in the worship in Ramadan, the nights of Ramadan, then the last 10 nights we try even harder, the last 7 nights we try even harder, the odd nights of the 7 we try even harder, and then the 21st, and then the 27th even more. So what do we benefit from these hadith? Firstly, the virtue of Laylatul Qadr, and that the angels descend on this night, and the Quran, it began its revelation on this night, and also from the surah that a single act of worship on the night of Laylatul Qadr, it is worth 1,000 nights. And also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from His hikmah, from His wisdom, is He has concealed and hidden when Laylatul Qadr is. Even though there are indicators that it is the last 10 nights and the odd numbers and the 21st or the 27th, but it hasn't been directly specified. And the hikmah behind this is that a person doesn't rely on a particular night. Rather, a person strives and works hard in all of the 10 nights. And if a person does it on all of the 10 nights, then for sure he will coincide with Laylatul Qadr. But if a person only strives hard on one night and leaves the other night, then perhaps he will not coincide with Laylatul Qadr. And if a person worked hard for these last 10 nights, then the night in which it is Laylatul Qadr, he has a great virtue. And even on the other nights in which it wasn't Laylatul Qadr, then he hasn't wasted his time. Still he has worshipped Allah, and it has increased in the reward which Allah has given him. And this is the wisdom behind Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not making clear when Laylatul Qadr is exactly. Also, one of the wisdoms is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to differentiate between the people. Because if it was said that it is on this night, everybody would specify only that night. But because it was left to all 10, then Allah is testing the people to see whose action is more, who desires it more, who is going to worship Allah in all of the last 10 nights, and who is going to seek out the reward of Allah Jalla fil Ula. Also, from the benefits from this hadith is that a good dream is the truth. If a person has a good dream and he is a person of ikhlas, a person of righteousness and piety, then this is the truth, and this dream is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As long as this dream doesn't go against the principles of the Sharia. And for this reason we find that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, when he noticed that all of those companions, they are having the same dream, then he gave them some glad tidings. So if a person has a good dream, then he takes it as an encouragement or a glad tiding. A person, for example, his parents passed away, and then he saw his parents, his mother or father, in a particular state, in a happy state, then you take this as a form of glad tiding and the mercy of Allah Jalla fil Ula. Also, from the benefits of this hadith is that a person shouldn't rely on one of the 10 nights. Rather, a person should taharro, he should seek it and investigate it and chase after it in all of the last 10 nights of Ramadan. A person might ask, what is greater, what is more virtuous? The 10 days of Dhul Hijjah, the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah, or the last 10 days or nights of Ramadan? Because in both cases, we have a hadith and ayat. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, إِنَّ أَحَبَّ الْأَعْمَالِ إِلَى اللَّهِ, the most beloved actions to Allah are those actions which are done fi عَشْرِ ذِي الْحِجَّةِ, in the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah, the month of Dhul Hijjah. So which days are more virtuous? The last 10 of Ramadan or the first 10 of Dhul Hijjah? And the ulama, amongst them Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah and Ibn al-Qayyim rahimullah, they say that when the Sharia talks about the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah, the days are mentioned. And when the Sharia talks about the last 10 nights of Ramadan, the nights are mentioned. And therefore, the most virtuous and best days of the year, without any exception, are the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. And the most virtuous nights of the year, in the evening, are the nights of the last 10 nights of Ramadan. And by this we are able to reconcile between both of these hadith or these evidences. So Ibn Taymiyyah rahimullah, he said, أَيَّامُ عَشْرِ ذِي الْحِجَّةِ أَفْضَلُ مِنْ أَيَّامِ الْعَشْرِ مِنْ رَمَضَانِ, that the days, the morning and the afternoon period of the 10 days of Dhul Hijjah are better than the daytime of the last 10 days of Ramadan. وَلَيَالِ الْعَشْرِ مِنْ رَمَضَانِ أَفْضَلُ مِنْ لِيَالِ عَشْرِ ذِي الْحِجَّةِ, and the nights of the last 10 days of Ramadan are better than the nights of the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. After this we come to the next hadith, the last hadith in this section, and it is the hadith of Abu Sa'id al-Khudri radiyallahu anhu. عن أبي سعيد الخدري رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم كان يعتكف في العشر الأوسط من رمضان. أبو سعيد الخدري رضي الله عنه narrates that the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, or that the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم, he used to perform i'tikaf in the 10 middle nights or days of Ramadan, meaning between the middle of Ramadan, these middle nights, 10 to 20, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, this is how he used to perform i'tikaf. And the meaning of i'tikaf is luzum al-masjid fi ta'atillah, is a person to devote himself to the masjid for a period of time in obedience and worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is al-i'tikaf, and we are going to come to it in the later hadith. فَعْتَكَفَ عَامًا. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he did so for a year. In one of the years, he made i'tikaf in the middle nights, the 10 middle nights of Ramadan. حَتَّى إِذَا كَانَتْ لَيْلَةُ إِحْدَى وَعِشْرِينَ. Until one year, he came to the 21st night of Ramadan. وَهِيَ لَيْلَةُ الَّتِي يَخْرُجُ مِنْ صَبِيحَتِهَا مِنْ اِعْتِكَافِهِ. And normally, on the 21st night of Ramadan, the Prophet would leave the i'tikaf. Why? Because he used to always make i'tikaf in the middle of Ramadan. And then he said, مَنْ اِعْتَكَفَ مَعِي فَلْيَعْتَكِفْ فِي الْعَشْرِ الْأَوَاخِرِ. That whoever has been performing i'tikaf with me in the 10 middle days of Ramadan, then let him perform i'tikaf with me in the last 10 days of Ramadan. فَقَدْ أُرِيتُ هَذِهِ اللَّيْلَةِ ثُمَّ أُنْسِيتُهَا. Because I was shown Laylatul Qadr on this night, i.e. 21st onwards, and then I was made to forget it. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Allah revealed to him which night Laylatul Qadr is, and then Allah Jalla fil Ula, from his hikmah, he made the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam forget it. And then he said, وَقَدْ رَأَيْتُنِي أَسْجُدُ فِي مَاءٍ وَطِينٍ فِي مِنْ صُبَاحَتِهَا. He said, I saw myself prostrating in mud and water in the morning of that night. فَالْتَمِسُوهَا فِي الْعَشْرِ الْأَوَاخِرِ وَالْتَمِسُوهَا فِي كُلِّ وِتْرِ. So seek out Laylatul Qadr in the last 10 nights of Ramadan, and seek it out in every odd night from the last 10 nights of Ramadan. And then the narrator, he mentions that the sky, it rained that night, and the roof of the mosque dribbled as it was made of leaf stalks of date palms. And I saw with my own eyes the mark of mud and water on the forehead of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, in his dream, he saw himself prostrating on Laylatul Qadr, and mud and water would be over his forehead. And this was on the 21st night of Ramadan. Abu Sa'id al-Khudri radiallahu anhu says that I saw with my own eyes that this dream of the Prophet, it came true. That on that night it started to rain, and the Prophet was making sujood, and when he would rise from his sujood, there was mud and water on his forehead. And therefore his dream, it came true. So this hadith, it tells us that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, previously when he would make i'tikaf in Ramadan, he would make it in the middle of Ramadan, the middle 10 days, meaning from the 10th to the 20th. And the 21st of Ramadan, he would then come out. But on a particular night, he had a dream. And in this dream, he saw that on the 21st night of Ramadan, and then onwards, he would make sujood, and he would coincide with Laylatul Qadr, and on that night, his forehead would have marks of water and mud on it. And then this occurred on the 21st night. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam mentioned on this hadith that I was shown when Laylatul Qadr is, and then I was made to forget it. So what do we benefit from this hadith? Firstly, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, his initial i'tikaf was in the middle of Ramadan, and then towards the end it was changed to the end of Ramadan. And secondly, this hadith, it is an evidence for those ulama who had the opinion that the strongest indicator of Laylatul Qadr is the 21st night. Why? Because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he saw in his dream that on Laylatul Qadr he would have mud and water on his forehead, and it was the 21st night in which he made sujood, and then suddenly the rain came and there's water and mud on his forehead, because of course the earth of the masjid, it was sand and mud. So those ulama who had the opinion that the strongest possibility of Laylatul Qadr being the 21st night of Ramadan, they use this hadith as an evidence. Also, from the benefits of this hadith is that a person should seek out and chase the reward of Laylatul Qadr in the last 10 days or last 10 nights of Ramadan, and especially the odd nights of Ramadan. And also from the benefits of this hadith again is that if a person sees a good dream and he's from the people of taqwa, the people of ibadah, the people of piety, then it is the truth and it is from Allah and it is a glad tiding from Allah. Of course, if it is the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And also this hadith, it contains the description of the masjid of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. That at that time, the floor was just soil or sand, and the roof of the masjid, it was the leaves and the branches of the date palms which were put together, and this was the roof of al-Masjid al-Nabawi al-Sharif. And with this hadith, the author, he finishes Bab Laylatul Qadr, and inshallah in the next lesson, we will go to Bab al-I'tikaf, and there are a number of hadith in this, and then that is the end of Kitab al-Siyam. Wallahu a'lam wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina wa sallam.